I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So is the volcano going to blow or not? In the Philippines, the alert could mean an eruption tomorrow or next month. Keep listening for a prayerful perspective. And Native American Christians often feel isolated, but a unique retreat unites and encourages them with vision. That colorful story coming your way in a few moments. We'll start today in the Philippines, where tremors continue to rock the region today following Sunday's volcanic eruption. Pastor Enyong Ilario with Asian Access says the Tag volcano is within sight of the training center.
During the eruption, there was a lot of ash fall, and it reached where we live. And so when we woke up, it was very gray. The entire area was covered with ash.
Lava fountains and rising magma mean another eruption could be moments or months away, or it might not come at all.
The volcano could stop erupting for 4 days, or the condition may last for a number of months. That unpredictability is causing insecurity, first and foremost, to the residents.
Believers are extending help in Jesus' name to those who've been displaced by the volcano.
The area itself, where we had the Asian Access Retreat, is owned by the Philippine Council of Evangelical Churches. And they are so kind to actually open the center as a possible place for those who have been affected by the volcanic eruptions.
The situation is still unfolding, so it needs your continued prayer.
Pray for people to remain united and hopeful in this situation as well.
Next, Sudan is taking some steps in the right direction toward religious freedom. But how far down the path will they go? For now, the U.S. State Department is encouraged enough to take Sudan off the blacklist for religious freedom violations. That means fewer sanctions and more diplomatic cooperation between the two countries. Ever since Sudan ousted former dictator Omar al-Bashir, the transitional government is rewriting the script for Sudanese politics. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA.
Hopefully religious freedom will be a part of that. Religious freedom allowing Sudanese people to be Muslim or Christian or something else and to freely choose what their religion is. The government seems to be heading in the right direction, making the right noises, but the hard part is actually putting that into practice and then keeping it in practice in the years to come.
One positive sign was Sudanese believers were allowed to march in a Christmas celebration, the first time since Bashir was in office.
This is a key time for the church, and we can pray for their protection and their encouragement and their boldness to have a voice right now as these new laws are being passed and really speak up on behalf of the gospel and hopefully on behalf of religious freedom in their country.
And it's easy for Native American Christians to feel alone. After all, only 4% of Native people know Jesus, and that's why On Eagle's Wings' annual winter retreat is so special. Several Native young men and women gathered from December 28 to January 2nd for worship and fellowship. And everyone there was previously with the On Eagle's Wings summer missions team, where they traveled to Native communities and shared the gospel. Brad Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says these Native warriors have amazing hope stories of how Jesus changed their lives.
In that room, and part of this time together, was a warrior that had come out of multiple suicide attempts and is now in Bible school and a leader for his people. We look around and there's a young man who, honestly, he used to hope for the death of his abusive father and had suicidal thoughts himself, but now he spends his days working in full-time Native youth ministry, sharing how forgiveness can be found in and through Jesus.
And each year, as they ring in the new year,
we are on our knees, we're in worship, we are taking communion together, and what a beautiful way to kick off the new year with these warriors, reminding them of who Jesus is and who they are in him.
Pray for our Native Christian brothers and sisters to be bold witnesses year-round for Jesus. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. Thank you.